Your morning starts now. It's the Q102 Jeff and Jen podcast, brought to you by CVG Airport. Fly healthy through CVG. For more information, go to CVG Airport /fly healthy.
You go on a date, you get blown off, you want to know why. I mean, look, if the date was going horribly to begin with, you may not be that surprised, but 9 times out of 10 with second date update, the date was going great. And then they never heard from them, which adds to the confusion. Heather, welcome to the Jeff and Jen Morning Show.
Hi, thanks for having me.
Hi, you sound hesitant. Are you sure you want to do this?
I mean, I do, but I think anybody calling in, you know, it's like a little nerve-wracking.
Well, I get that because you're putting yourself out there and you don't know where it's going to go, but the curiosity is killing you, right?
Exactly.
All right. Well, let's start from the beginning. You went out with this guy named Al just that one time, or did you go out with him more than once?
Just that one time.
Okay. And how did you meet Al?
I mean, it was weird. It was kind of weird, like, how we met.
How did you meet?
Well, we met at Chuck E. Cheese, of all places.
Chuck E. Cheese.
Kid's birthday party, I'm assuming?
That's a party.
Yeah, I was there for my niece's birthday, actually, and our whole family went, and he was there for a little boy's birthday. I'm not quite sure how he was connected, but it was there. He was with a little boy.
What the relationship was there. Okay.
Yeah. Of course, obviously, we were trying not to just, like, get out of there as fast as we could.
Right.
You know, it's crazy in there. So we were hanging out by the skee ball machine. And we just started talking, and he was really funny, and it was actually, like, how ironic, but, like, it was fun there at Chuck E. Cheese. Like, we were walking around from game to game, just kind of talking and getting to know each other a little bit, if you will.
Right.
But then my kid's party ended.
I see.
So I actually gave him my number.
Okay.
And you know how you can meet somebody sometimes and you feel like you've known them forever? And
yes.
I really felt like that was the deal here.
And when you feel that, the place that you thought you wanted to get out of as fast as you can suddenly becomes a place you want to linger.
Right, which was crazy. Like, I didn't want to leave, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So we talked for about a week, and then he actually asked me to go to this, like, canoe party with some of his friends.
Fun.
And to me, that was basically our first date. The Chuck E. Cheese wasn't really anything, but this was like our first date.
Agreed.
And that was kind of a lot of pressure, but I was up for it, and we had a blast. We drank a lot of beer.
Of course.
But, you know, there was no doubt that we were hitting it off. We even snuck off into the woods for a bit, and I don't want to say too much, but I'll just say it was very nice. And he took me home. It was pretty late. But he didn't stay over, which honestly was fine. It really was a long day. But he did kiss me goodnight, and he told me that he would call me. And now nothing. I've texted him, and I haven't heard anything back. It's bizarre. It's really strange to me. I mean, we had a really great connection, and I got along with his friends. You know, I don't know. And, of course, I'm wrapping my head around, like, what did I do? What did I say? Is it something? I don't know.
So this was, just to be clear, this was a group date then. It wasn't just you and him canoeing, correct?
Technically, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. And you said it was good when you left. You kissed goodbye. So, okay. Well, look, we'll just call him up.
Okay.
Because you want to know, right? We've decided you are committed to finding out.
That's right.
Okay. We'll do it. We'll take a break. When we come back, we'll call Al, see what's been going on with him since the canoe trip. It's coming up next with Jeff and Jen here at Cincinnati's Q102. Well, Heather met Al at a kid's birthday party, actually Chuck E. Cheese of all places. They were at different birthday parties. I think Heather was there for her niece and Al. I don't even know what the relationship is there. But the point is they happen to overlap, and they started talking because I don't you never know who you're going to meet at the skee ball machine. And she met this guy, Al, who seemed very nice. The conversation brewed, and I get it. You're in a situation like that. It may not be somewhere you necessarily want to hang out, but with this chemistry, suddenly she wasn't in a hurry to bolt out of there. They exchanged phone numbers, texted back and forth for about a week before he invited her out canoeing. It was a group date. His friends were there. She got along with his friends, drank a lot of beer, had a ton of fun. He kissed her goodbye, and that's it.
That's been the end.
Right.
Exactly.
I mean, what would they...
I really felt that connection. If I didn't feel a real, true connection, I don't think I'd be going this far. But I really did.
Yeah. All right. Well, we're glad you did. Let's see if we can get to the bottom of this. We're going to call him right now. Hey, Al?
Yes.
Hi, Al. It's Jeff and Jenna, Q102. How are you doing this morning?
Oh, man, no way.
Way, dude. How's life treating you?
I'm getting a second date update call.
Yeah, you are.
You're on it, baby. How'd you know?
But you guys, I have to tell you something, though, because you guys called my cousin a while ago. I know this sounds ridiculous, but you have to remember that the girl, the chick who gave her a mold of her vagina.
Oh, that's your cousin?
The dude's my cousin.
Oh, gotcha.
Nice. Are they still dating?
Does he still have the mold?
Yes, 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 yes. Dude, it's like infamous in our family now.
Oh, my gosh.
That is awesome.
She's awesome, dude. She's a really good girl. They're, like, super happy.
Okay.
I mean, he's going to trip out when he hears that, like, you guys are calling me.
I love how this is kind of running in the family, you know? Men.
It's like in our genes. The women love us.
Let's see how this goes first. First off, let's assume that you know who we're talking about. I gather you know we're calling about Heather, correct?
Yep. She's a great girl, dude. She's super cool.
Okay.
So I definitely want to see her again, so we can throw that out the door. Right now, I'm in, man.
You're in.
I'm in. If that's who it is, right? I mean.
Yes.
Okay, good.
Let's quit while we're ahead. what's the holdup then? Because it's been, how long has it been, Heather, since you last heard from Al?
Well over a week. Hi.
What's up with that, Al? A week?
Yeah. Well, this is a little embarrassing. I was really trying to avoid this whole thing.
Too late now.
Yeah, you know what? I don't know what she told you exactly, but we were like in the woods for a little bit.
She did mention that.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, good. Well, sometimes there's this stuff in the woods that are there, and Mother Nature's there, I ended up getting poison ivy.
Where?
All part of my manhood, and that wraps around the other side of my manhood. Yeah, it's an ugly sight, and I, dude, it's very sensitive, and it hurts. And
bet it does.
I imagine. What do you even?
I had to go to the doctor. I went to the doctor, and I just told him the truth, and the doctor told me that he actually sees this a lot more often than you think.
No kidding. I can't even imagine. I'm never going into the woods again after this.
Well.
So, I mean, are you feeling better? Or is it?
Oh, yeah. I'm good to go, and I'm ready to see her again. I just kind of was avoiding it until I was feeling better, and I didn't know really how to handle the situation and tell her, because I know that I had poison ivy, and I didn't know what was going on, and
Were you afraid to ask her if she had it too?
Of course.
And what do you do? Because that stuff itches and burns.
Yeah, Heather, no issue for you, Heather?
No.
Oh, good. I'm glad to hear that.
None. And I it's awful. I feel so bad.
Yeah, well, you're lucky.
Yeah, you are, because this was not a pretty sight
here. Well, I'm really glad that you're better, at least.
Yeah, I know. I'd love to go out with you again, though.
You better make sure you're completely healed first.
I am.
We don't have to go into any woods or anything.
Yeah, stay out of the woods. Jeez.
What was the lady that called a couple weeks ago when we were talking about home remedies and she said you got to take like the oatmeal bath?
Oh, yeah.
Oatmeal baths.
Whatever it takes, man. Whatever it takes.
Immediately, yeah, as quickly as possible.
Oh,
I'm not going to be afraid to get adventurous with you. I'll tell you that.
You're a good man, Al. Well, you're a good man.
I'm glad I know why now.
God, that's great.
Heather, you're not having second thoughts, are you?
No.
After that revelation.
I just feel really bad, you know?
Yeah.
All
right.
Get it.
Well, listen, Al, since we got that all cleared up, so to speak, What do you say we send you guys out to do the next date is on us?
Yeah, that'd be awesome.
Okay, great. Then since Heather made the call, we'll set this up with her. Just be expecting to get a phone call from her. We're glad you're feeling better. And thank you again for coming on the Jeff and Jen Morning Show. Please send our regards to your cousin.
He's super happy. He loves her, man. It's awesome.
Good.
It all worked out.
Very glad to hear
nice.
That. All right, buddy, take it easy. And Heather, you hang on, all right?
Okay. Thank you, guys.
Thanks for listening to the Q102 Jeff and Jen Morning Show podcast, brought to you by CVG Airport. Fly healthy through CVG. For more information, go to CVG Airport / fly healthy.